What are the two main phases involved in fine-tuning large language models, LLMs?
The two main phases involved in fine-tuning large language models, LLMs, are supervised fine-tuning, SFT, and reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF. SFT is the initial phase where the pre-trained model imitates high-quality demonstration data to establish a base model. RLHF is the subsequent phase where the model is further aligned with human preferences through maximizing an objective function that reflects human preferences using reinforcement learning techniques. Specifically, RLHF involves optimizing the model based on a reward function derived from human, labeled data or preference pairs, leading to enhanced performance in practical applications.
How does direct preference optimization, DPO, differ from proximal policy optimization, PPO, in reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, domain?
Direct preference optimization, DPO, differs from proximal policy optimization, PPO, in the reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, domain in several key ways. Firstly, DPO optimizes the policy directly over preference data without the need for learning a reward model, while PPO first learns a reward model from human-labeled data to approximate the reward function before optimizing the policy. Secondly, DPO focuses solely on policy optimization based on preference data, while PPO utilizes actor-critic algorithms like PPO to optimize the reward signal derived from the learned reward model. Thirdly, DPO may find biased solutions that exploit out-of-distribution responses, while PPO can leverage MPT-only data and generate responses beyond the preference dataset distribution, with additional regularization through KL divergence between the policy and the reference model. Additionally, theoretical analysis shows that any solution found by PPO that exploits the reward model can also be found by DPO, indicating a relationship between the two methods in terms of solution space. Empirical validation in a synthetic scenario demonstrates that DPO may generate biased policies favoring out-of-distribution responses, while PPO can alleviate this issue with explicit KL regularization. Overall, while both DPO and PPO aim to align language models with human preferences in RLHF, their approaches differ in terms of reward modeling, policy optimization, susceptibility to out-of-distribution data, and regularization techniques.
Can you explain the theoretical limitations of DPO as highlighted in the paper?
The theoretical limitations of direct preference optimization, DPO, as highlighted in the paper, stem from its susceptibility to biased solutions that exploit out-of-distribution responses. The paper demonstrates that DPO may not be superior to proximal policy optimization, PPO, due to issues with the DPO training objective. The theoretical analysis in the paper shows that any solution found by PPO that exploits the reward model can also be found by DPO. Additionally, DPO is more prone to developing a biased distribution favoring unseen responses, impacting the quality of the learned policy. This bias can lead to unpredictable behaviors and deviations from the reference policy, even when the reference policy aligns well with human preferences. The paper also highlights that DPO can suffer from misspecification issues on out-of-distribution samples, affecting the overall performance of the model.
What are the key factors identified for enhancing the practical performance of PPO in RLHF, according to the paper?
The key factors identified for enhancing the practical performance of PPO in RLHF, according to the paper, are 1. Advantage normalization. This technique stabilizes PPO training and improves its performance by normalizing advantages during training. 2. Large batch size training. Using a large batch size significantly enhances the performance of PPO, especially on challenging tasks like code generation. 3. Updating the parameters of the reference model with exponential moving average. This technique involves gradually updating the reference model through an exponential moving average, which helps in improving the performance of PPO by ensuring that the reference model adapts to the changing main LLM model during training. These three key factors have been identified through ablation studies and empirical analysis as critical for optimizing the performance of PPO in RLHF tasks, leading to state-of-the-art results in challenging benchmarks like Code Contest.
What datasets were used in the experimental validation of DPO and PPO methods, and what were the results in terms of safety rate and helpfulness reward?
The experimental validation of DPO and PPO methods was conducted on the SAFE RLHF dataset, and the results were as follows. When using the SFT Alpaca base model, DPO performed poorly, achieving a safety rate of 87% and a low helpfulness reward. However, after resolving the distribution shift issue by fine-tuning the SFT Alpaca model on the SAFE RLHF dataset with SAFE responses to obtain SFT SAFE, DPO's safety rate increased to 88%, and the helpfulness reward improved from 89% to 90%. The experiments on the SAFE RLHF dataset demonstrated that both DPO and PPO were able to generate responses with less harm, while PPO's responses were found to be more helpful.
How did the proposed method, PPO, perform in the Code Contest dataset compared to the previous state-of-the-art model ALPHACODE41B?
The proposed method, PPO, outperformed the previous state-of-the-art model ALPHACODE41B in the Code Contest dataset. Specifically, on the Code Contest dataset, the PPO model with 34B parameters achieved a significant improvement from 16.4% to 22.4% at 1K, showcasing a 10% improvement over AlphaCode41B. This performance enhancement demonstrates the superiority of PPO in generating code solutions compared to the previous state-of-the-art model in the challenging Code Contest dataset.